Okay.
Today is Monday, July 8th, 2024. Dalia Nakar, Master Sun Coach Trainer, is also the captain of our sailing voyage today, Coaching with the Wind. Welcome.
Thank you. So today we are going to sail a little bit. I don't know, for most of you, it's not a secret that anymore that I am an addicted skipper. The sea was always a part of my life, even as a little child. I always was living in next to the sea. Oh. And the sea, a lot of times, also was present in my dreams, whether it was calm or so, or stormy water, whether I was swimming or drowning, even drowning, whether the sun was above or rain, all the time, all the options, the sea was present a lot in my dreams. But in general, as you know, there are several factors in the sea that can contribute to a feeling of peace and calm. I mean, this is something that I feel when I say, okay? So I have to leverage my skills about the, okay. So the sounds of the waves, for example, the sounds of the waves can reduce stress, can reduce anxiety, and also improve sleeping. I'm always sleepy after sailing. And the blue colors of the water is known also as relaxing color, and it can also evoke feeling of peace and tranquility. And also the sense of open sea, the horizon, you know? The sea can open space, the sea can seem endless, and when the sea is endless, it gives a feeling of freedom and perspective. And also, you know, the fresh air that there is in the sea, and the connection to nature is always, is also there. So, in the last 25 years, I went cruising. This is a very small introduction, and then we start to go into it, okay? So just want to share with you that in the last 25 years, I was cruising in a lot of places, on different boats, and a year and a half ago, the decision was made, I will be a skipper. I wanted to lead, to drive, to be charged on my own boat. So I got my skipper's license. And this was a very huge celebration for me, very huge success for me. You know, in that age, not that old, but in that age, to learn new things and new skills, it was a little bit challenging, but I got my license 5 months ago, and as I said, I got addicted. I am 3 or 4 times a week in the sea. I sail a lot, and it makes me understand the power of the huge orchestra made out of water, winds, streams, currents, clouds, and the most important, the skipper's spirit. Okay, so in one of my sailing, I was, the hat makes me very hot, so I'm sorry, I cannot use it anymore. In one of my sailings, an insight hit me, that this orchestra can be a powerful metaphor that can be very effective in coaching. And I started to build a workshop and build a webinar. And I wanted to see how we can use this huge orchestra in coaching. But today we are going to focus on one of the orchestra's players, and this is the wind, okay? That's why we called it coaching with the wind. I just want to let you know that in Hebrew, the word wind has one word. It is called ruach, ruach. But when we say ruach, it is also spirit in Hebrew. So wind and spirit goes together, okay, in our language. So I would like to, I would like to ask you, if you can think about some ways we can use the metaphor of the wind in coaching. Yes, Tim.
Well, the little bit of sailing I have done, I have learned that the wind directs where the boat goes and the sailor has control as well. However, if the wind is going that way and the sailor tries to go this way, it's challenging. So by going with the flow, with the wind, and tacking, which is the word for going back and forth instead of straight, you can get to your destination. If you try to go straight, you are contradicting the wind, the flow, and you'll capsize, which is why I brought my goggles along, just in case.
I think that you need to have some learning about how to sail, how to arrange the sails, and because you are right in a few things, we can use the wind even when we are in front of the wind, even if we are the wind is behind us. So I will talk about it later. But how can we use it in coaching? How can we use the wind taking you away or stopping you, I don't know, in coaching? What do you think? How can we take this metaphor in the coaching process?
Maybe it connects to the energy, right? Between the client and us.
It's also the energy, not only between the client and us, but the energy of the client, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also the energy of us coaching, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Another one, and we go further.
Another way could be that the wind is something about the environment, so something we don't have control on.
Yes, we don't.
And so we don't have control. So how we use that wind
exactly.
can make
this
a difference.
You're so right. A very huge fact that we have to know. We don't control the wind. And that's, we will go further and we will see how we can control other things, okay? So let's explore how the wind can participate in our coaching sessions. So first of all, we are talking about goal setting, right? We do the exploratory, right? Goal setting, results for 4 or 5 months. And the wind can symbolize guidance and direction, just like a captain plots a course before setting the sails. We help the clients to identify their life goals and desired destination, right? We do that with the clients in our first meeting. So just like the sailboat needs to understand the wind's direction we need to understand from where the wind is coming and where the wind is going to, and which destination and we want to reach, and that's the way we can help the clients identify their goals and life directions. So I want to invite you to be a little bit creative and to think about a coaching question that we can ask our clients using the wind and ask for guidance to set the goals. Who who is creative about it?
And can you repeat the question? So what the question, how can we use the wind and?
How can we use the wind, the effect of the wind to ask questions in coaching? How can we use this metaphor of the wind to ask a question about destination, about goals, about results?
Okay. May I? Where would you like the wind to take you during this session?
Very good. Where would you like wind to take you? If you were out there in the wind, where would you like the wind to take you? Good. We can ask another question. What is your North Star or North Wind? Okay, you know we have this compass, North, East, South and West. So what is the North Wind? What the North Wind can take, can help you for your destination. Another question that we can use, if the wind of your life can take you anywhere, where would you go? Okay, this is another question that we can use as a metaphor. We can also help clients identify values. Even by asking the same question about the North Star, one of the questions can be, what is your North Star? Okay? The compass guides the ship, right? We need to set the compass. We need to look at the compass. Are we going north? Are we going west? Okay? And similarly, the client values act as their guiding principles, as their compass. So by discussion, we can explore with those questions. Okay, if the wind of your life can take you anywhere, where would it go? Oh, this is the wind, right? Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about values. What core values do you want to navigate your life? Okay. Another question can be, imagine your values as constellation. You know, the setting, the star sets. How can they guide you towards your goals? Okay. And also, what are most important values for you to keep the spirit on route? But this is another question that we can ask. I'm a little bit confused here with that. Just a moment, please. Excuse me. In just a little moment. I don't see the slides, so I got confused a little bit. So it says here adapting to change, right? Do you see this?
Yes. Yeah.
So what kind of question can we ask by using the wind metaphor about adapting to change?
Danny, I have a question. Oh, sorry. It's a metaphor that we bring it, or if it's a metaphor that they share with us about the wind. So we use it as a tools.
I just can think about adding some metaphors to our questioning and to our coaching process. Of course, we are always saying that the client has to bring his own metaphor. So if the client has some connection to nature, to the sea, to other things, so we can use it also. But I believe that we can also ask questions, some of those questions like this. And what was very special for me is to use what I learned from the sea, from sailing, and to bring to you what I learned and how I understood that I can use it in coaching session. And
that's nice.
For me, I don't know. I am here, and I don't know who said it, but I came to enjoy and to have fun, and I would like you to enjoy and to have fun, just to
it's open mind, right? How
open mind, and to focus on this experience of sailing, and maybe something in you people that don't sail, maybe something will catch you and you start sailing. I don't know. I am having fun, so I'm here for the next 40-something minutes. Yes, Terry.
When you talk about adapting change, and adapting to change, could you use the metaphor of the wind to suggest that when the wind shifts direction, it's opening up new possibilities?
Exactly.
Okay.
And also, we have to know that the wind is changing all the time. Even when I go sailing in the morning, in very early morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, the wind is very calm. And then at noon, the wind starts here. I mean, in this area of this country, the wind starts to blow from south to west to north. And if I'm sailing in the afternoon, the wind is coming from north, only from north. So I have to adapt those changes and to sail differently in the morning and in the afternoon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there are more things, but Carla wanted to say something.
Thank you. I was going to suggest one question. That could be, which abilities could you count on if the wind got so hard that you couldn't manage the boat?
Very good, very good. And it also takes us to another part. You will see, and we will meet this question also in another part. Very good. We need to understand that just the winds are changing, just that the same as our life is changing. It's not that we change our life. Every day things happen, different things happen. And we can use this to discuss the importance of flexibility and resilience with our clients. Okay? So we can also ask, thank you and Carla for the question. We can also ask, how can you be more like a willow tree? You know what's willow tree? I hope you know, but this is I don't know who can explain what's willow tree. Bending with the wind instead of breaking, because there are some trees that can bend when there is a very strong wind, okay, and they are not breaking, but there are some trees that they are so high and so they stand very with stability, but in high winds, in storms, they break down, okay. So how can you be more like a willow tree? Okay. Another question can be, what tools are you equipped with? It's a little bit like you said, Carla, to navigate unexpected gusts. Okay. So those are questions that we can also ask about changes, about flexibility of the client, and about resilience. Another thing that we can use the wind, it's about overcoming obstacles. We can help clients, and we do help clients to overcome obstacles. Okay, and we think, and Terry, this is connecting to what you said, and one challenge in the sea is a headwind, okay? The wind comes in front of you. Do you know what happens if the wind comes in front of you and you are in the boat? Do you know? Why is it? Not that bad, but But strong headwinds, they can slow down a ship. You thought it's something very huge, and but they can slow the ship. Headwinds are those in front of you that stops you. This is an amazing feeling. I felt it. And understanding the wind's power when we are in front of the wind, you know? And the wind just stops. You don't believe the boat is, the weight of the boat is something about 7 tons. And these 7 tons just stop. Okay? So the wind, the headwind is so strong. Also, challenges can stop us. They can slow us. They can slow our progress in life, just like the headwind. Okay?
Daniel, it's amazing because if we understand that the wind is not, we think that the wind can, it will be like a storm after it. We will be in a mess. Mm-hmm. But what you are sharing here, that sometimes the wind can take us to a good places.
Of course, you cannot sail without the wind, but you need to know how to sail. You need to know when to sail. In very stormy winds, you won't go out to the water. Okay? So if you want to sail yourself, of course. So we can help our clients to see those headwinds. What stops you? Okay? And to see the changes of directions of the wind. And also, maybe we can encourage the clients to find ways to persevere, to continue, right? Mm-hmm. So what questions can we ask clients about those headwinds and those challenges and this wind that can stop the client? What do you think? What can we ask?
Yeah, Carla is
I don't see. Okay, sorry, Carla. Just say, hi, Carla, I want to talk.
I'm feeling a little inspired today.
Thank you.
I would ask him if I could invite him to close his eyes. Imagine that the headwind came and the boat stopped. And tell me how he would feel and what he will do.
Okay, how was the first, what was the other word, how?
How, what would be his feelings?
How feels, okay. Yes. Okay. You just add question, do you have other questions? Very good that you add questions to mine. I wrote only 2 or 3 questions. Terry, please.
How does this serve you?
How does this serve you?
Yeah. You got the headwind and you're stopped and, how does this serve you? How does this help you?
Yeah. Did you say serve with a V or serve with F?
S.
No. Serve.
How does this benefit you?
Yeah. But I thought you said serve with an F in the end. This would be good. Okay, so let's see what kind of question can we ask. Thank you. Can we ask?
And Dalia, Joanna wrote something.
Joanna, thank you, Ortal. I don't see it.
I know, so I will assist you.
Thank you very much. Joanna, so please.
But it's a response with delayed because I read more slowly than you speak.
You what?
That we will read it. My
answer is the first is for the first or the second question. Now it's too late to read.
Oh, okay.
It's never too late, Joanna. It's never too late. Please.
Okay. Thank you.
Dalia, it's on the chat.
Another challenge.
I
want so many challenges.
I will read it, and I hope that it will serve you, Joanna.
Okay.
The importance of the freedom in conversation is that the wind moves in one direction and sometimes in another, And we need to be clear about the north to adjust our sails and reach where we want. This was the first one. And the second one is what it was. It is wonderful to the power of the wind, because like the human spirit, it can't be touched. Wow. Wow. This is how I added the wow, sorry. But it is what pushes us to reach another place. That is why it is important to develop skills to use that spirit, that wind, to our advantages.
Wow. I would love to add it.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Most welcome.
Most welcome.
Can I jump in also?
Yeah,
Khan.
Hello,
Khan.
Long time.
Yes, Talia. So I use a metaphor. I use water a lot in my conversations and also coaching as well. That's my natural element. And I like the wind aspect too. And I use a metaphor and I say, to cross the ocean, you don't have to be a big ship or have a big sail. Because even plastic bottles cross the ocean. As long as you don't leak. As long as you don't leak air or water inside, a small plastic bottle can cross the ocean. Yeah. So that's how I bring that up and I say, how do you align your doing and being, and then make sure you don't leak anywhere. So this will also pass.
Wow. This is very interesting. Even a bottle crosses the ocean.
That's unfortunately, the ocean is full of them.
Yeah.
Because they don't sink. But again, they don't sink because they don't leak.
If you talk about the bottle, I read about, you know, those ships that they have glass in the down there so you can see the fish and glass fish, a glass ship, I don't know how to call it.
Glass bottom ship.
Yeah. So when you say, if I take this as a metaphor, because the bottle reminded me this metaphor about this ship, and when you say, and the bottom down there is like the unconscious, you know, and it's under the water, the things that we don't know, and we search for them, but we don't see them really. Because down deep there in the water, even with the glass, you don't see. And the part that is up on the water is the conscious. So, yeah, we can use this also. I don't know. With a lot of creative questions. So,
I would like to,
yes?
to jump in also. Because of the last comment, I was also thinking of the importance of recognizing the resources that we are carrying inside the boat to problem solve. So what are all the toolkits that we carry so that we can be ready for all the different possibilities that can arise in the middle of the sea? And with different types of winds. So I think that also using that to go back to the resources that the client has so that we can all feel more empowered.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about it in 3 or 4 slides. So I'm going to talk about resources, of course. Because we have resources, but how do we use it as with that metaphor? Thank you for reminding me this. So another question can be: imagine yourself as a skilled sailor. How can you adjust your sails to navigate unexpected obstacles? Someone said it about adjusting the sailor. We need to adjust them. Even if the wind comes from the north, or the headwind, or the wind from the back or from the side, we need to adjust. We will talk about it in a few minutes. Okay, so how can you adjust your sails? And it's about adjusting. Another thing that we cover in the coaching process, so it changes in adaptivity, adaptability. Sorry, my English. A lot of changes, a lot of changes in life. We talked about it, and just as the wind changes, we can expect in life. There are a lot of unexpected shifts in life. So how can we talk about this adaptivity and adjusting the sails? You know, the sails are, when the wind, I will let you know that when the wind is in front of us, the sail must be very, how do you say, matuach, hotal, very straight.
Stretched.
And when we go and get the side wind, we lose it a little bit. And when we have the back wind, so we lose it more. So it depends this play that we do with the wind to adjust, to be flexible, to adapt to what is going on. And in life, How can we also ask our client about adjust the sails or to adjust him or herself? What can we ask? If someone is Terry, yeah.
Yeah. Up until now, I've been thinking about the head brain resources. But I remembered a personal experience. I was on a ship with a sailing vessel with 150 other people, and there was something very interesting on one side, and we all went to that one side, and the captain said, please, half of you go to the other side now. And that made me realize it's not just about me in a sailboat. It's looking at, I always think of Lourdes when I say the systemic perspective, because the wind is affecting us, but someone has to have, if it's not the sailor, someone has to have an option to change the pieces. And that was one, and it was a physical change. It wasn't a mental change. So I was reminded of that when you asked this question of overcoming obstacles.
Yeah. And we need to remember that most of the time, in a boat, there is a crew. And we are acting like a team, and each one knows his role, right? And there is only one skipper, one captain, and this is the captain's responsibility. And what the captain says, even if we are all sailors, we are all skippers and captains, okay? But the one who is on the wheel, this is the captain. So we need to work like a team, and we need to adjust even to each other, you know, because one works too fast and the other works slower, and things like that. So it's also in life. We can bring it also to organizations. How about team coaching, right? It's we can bring it also to team coaching. So what can we ask? We can ask, imagine yourself adjusting the sails during a storm. What aspects in your life can you reef, can you lose a little bit when needed? Okay? So if this is a person that likes the sea and likes sailing, he will understand this metaphor. What aspects of life can you reef when needed? And we need to understand that sometimes we need to do this, even if we don't understand sailing, okay? Another thing is, at sea is still air, you know? And the invisible force, I believe, Claudia, you talked about it, the invisible force, we don't see, you know? There is no wind. a lot of people, they don't want to go out to the sea when there is no wind, because if there is no wind, you are going with the engine. With the engine is no fun. The fun is going with the wind, not blowing with the wind, but going with the wind. And sometimes the wind is invisible, but its effect is seen and felt. You know, we can feel that even if there is no wind, we can feel it. Okay, so this can represent in our life unseen forces. Okay, those emotions and thoughts and limiting beliefs. Right, we have a lot of limiting beliefs. So some question is, what negative thoughts might be holding you back, like still air? Okay. And also imagine a fresh wind blowing away a cobweb. You know, it's the spider web. Okay. What limiting belief could it remove from your life? Okay. Another thing is also energy. I think, Ortal, you talked about energy. Okay. And also harness the potential. I don't remember. I think Carla or someone talked about our potential, our resources. And questions. Our resources are very gives us a lot of energy, and wind can represent this energy and this vitality needed to move forward in life. Without the wind, we cannot move. Okay, and also the wind can be gentle or calm, and can be also strongly, okay? And it can inspire our clients to tap into their inner resources and personal potential. So if we are talking about, for example, a tailwind, okay? I'm sorry, never mind. Tailwind. And this is how, what I told you before, Terry. Tailwind is a very relaxing wind. Why? Because you don't feel the wind. When you go in front of the wind, when the wind is in front of you, you feel it in your body, you feel it. But tailwind is like an engine. It pushes you, and you don't feel it on your face. And you go in the same, at sea, we go in the same, how do you say, knots, you know, knots, miles. We go in the same knots like we go in the headwind. But we don't feel it. But there is an engine behind us, and we don't feel the wind.
So there is a power that we will not feel it physically,
yes,
but it will be there. Mm.
Yes, that's why we talk about our resources. We don't feel our resources sometimes, but we have to know that they are there and they can be an engine for us. So what can we ask about resources? So there is one question. What are your natural talents that can act as a tailwind in your life? And of course, if the client understands what's the meaning of tailwind, okay? We can also ask, imagine yourself with powerful sails. How can you use your strength to reach your goals faster or better or whatever? So we also look at our talents, our strengths, our skills, our abilities. And we need to understand that those are our invisible powers from the inside. Okay? So motivation is also something that we are touching in coaching, right? we want to find motivation and or to help clients to find the motivation. Like, and it's like following the current. You know, it's not enough just sailing by the wind and having this GPS. You have also currents and you have also streams in the sea. And sometimes you can plan to go here, and because of the currents, and you can be a very good sailor, but because of the currents, you'll find yourself in another place. So what are the currents in your life? I mean, what takes you away from your destination? What else can we ask?
How can you manage maybe the circumstance, manage your circumstance or your currents, right? How can you manage yourself or your goal or your result?
When there is a current, with, yeah, it takes you away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, what are you passionate about? What are you passionate about that can act as a current, pulling you towards your goals? So we can ask, how can you manage when there is a current taking you away from your goals? But we can also ask, what are you are passionate about that can act as a current towards your goals? Okay? And I'll do it a little bit more quickly. And also imagine a current flowing towards your destination. What can you do to tap into your intrinsic motivation? Okay, so we can use also the current, and we use the current a lot in in planning the destination. And another thing is letting go. What do you think we need to let go? In coaching, in sailing, what do we need to let go? What do you think? So.
Terry wrote in the chat, expectations.
Expectations. If this is one thing, okay?
Worries.
Also.
This is IOM, worries.
Okay. So sometimes wind is so strong and powerful, it moves the ship as a very small box in the water with sails and with the sails, and you need to let go, you know what? You need to let go of your ego. You need to let go of things inside yourself that stops you from being what you want. Because you cannot rule everything. You cannot rule everything while you are ruled but the nature power, by the wind, okay? At sea you are ruled by the wind. And the whole orchestra, the water, the streams, the current, and you need to adjust. And you need to let go of arrogance, of your pride. I know everything. I can do it. Yesterday, a friend of mine was in this mood. And he wanted to do something, and he fell into the water. Because the ship went right and left, and he lost his how do you call it
balance
again
balance
and he fell into the water. Okay, so and also Terry, you talked about what serves us. So we need to be humble and let go of what no longer serves us. And we need to allow new ideas, something new to emerge, okay? A new opportunities to help navigate the boat or our life. So we need to let go of arrogance, of pride, and we need to understand that there are forces that rules us, that they have more weight on us than our soul. So what can we ask clients? What are new routes you can take when sea conditions changes? Don't be smart and go because you planned go in your route. Okay? Also, who can support you in strong winds? Because you cannot do it alone. This person, this friend of mine that fell to the water, he could ask for help. No, but he said, I can do it, I can do it. There are some things you cannot do it alone by yourself. Okay? So, and I want to go to the last one is freedom, is being free to explore, okay? And being in the sea feels like freedom, okay? The movement, the exploration of new places, and this is stepping out totally of our comfort zone, because it really, we cannot control this orchestra of the weather and the sea. Okay, so we are going out of our comfort zone. So we can ask question, what if everything is possible? Like we know that we ask those questions, okay? When you look far to the horizon, what comes up in your thoughts? Because this is, I'm sure most of you have looked in the horizon and see that there is, like, it's nothing there, but there is a lot of things there, a lot of things to explore. And what do you think is out there in the far horizon? What do you think is out there for you in the far horizon? And also the last one is celebrating reaching the port. Okay, like do we do in coaching, celebrating success. Okay, and what milestones have you achieved on your life's journey or on your journey, sailing journey? And imagine yourself triumphantly reaching your harbor. How will you celebrate your success? And we do celebrate. Each time when we reach in a new harbor, a new port, we really celebrate. First of all, because we did it. It's not obvious that we are going to do it sometimes in a rough sea or something. And the second one is, we can be quiet. We are not moving too much. And we can be in a safe place. And have good ouzo or something, or have good meal, and we can celebrate our success. So, okay, the last one is keep on learning. Don't say, I know how to do it. Just be a student all your life. So in coaching, we can always ask our client, what else is there to learn? What else you can learn so you can explore new possibilities. Okay? What lessons have you learned? We do this. What lessons have you learned? And also imagine yourself charting a new course. What new skills or knowledge can help you navigate the future? And before we finish, I want to ask you if you have a word or two. What did you learn from our 1 hour little journey?
I know what is important to know.
Wait. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
That was sweet. What I was going to say is another piece of the metaphor would be always wear your life jacket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Always wear, yeah.
Because a lot of times I see things on the news, and of course it's not always young people or guys, but, you know, people thinking, oh, I can do this myself. I don't need a silly, life jacket. It makes me look silly, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, it becomes disastrous. Just on a lake. Forget about the ocean. So I think life jacket is a good piece of a metaphor that I was thinking of for myself.
Yeah, I'm going to put it there. adding life jacket there. Yeah, you're right. Very, very important. That's fun. I have fun. I don't know about. Yeah. I had fun.
This was wonderful.
You also.
It was great.
It was beautifully
great. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I love sharing this journey with you all. And thank you, Dalia, for these.
So many metaphors.
For sharing it with us. It was very generous of you.
Thank you, Dalia.
Thank you for letting me.
I appreciate everything, but in particular the last reminder about letting go. And it was wonderful. And the metaphor about the wind, that it's invisible, it's there, it's invisible, we can feel it. And so it was really, really interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you. For me, it was
the hair.
Joanna? We can't hear you, Joanna. You are muted.
Thank you so much. I enjoy.
You welcome.
Thanks, Dalia.
Thank us for listening. You kept all our attention during this presentation. I think you are a very good skipper because you don't know us very
not
well.
Not yet. I am hungry.
And here you are.
So is this a suggestion that we might go on a sailboat after Portugal for the sun retreat?
We can do it in
will
Portugal.
You skipper us?
When we be in Portugal, I will be more professional. Yeah. Yeah. We can? Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Dalia.
Thank
you, Dalia.
This was
thank
wonderful.
You guys.
Thank you.
That was so much learning.
Sailing. Refreshing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.